Everybody, this is Lily Million, and you're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
Welcome, 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 right here on What's the Topic in the New Year. Yeah, I know we like just not that far, like basically, let me be honest with you. It's just, yeah, it's still the beginning of the year. That I have to say, like literally. It's still the beginning of the year, and we're like basically in the second week of the new year, yes, because we're not going to count the weekend as in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is definitely not a week. Those are 3 days. So going into the week with 13 days, not the week, the new year, the new month, we are 13 days into the whole year, which is really awesome and amazing. So welcome right here on What's the Topic? 13 days into the new year. For some of you, it's 12 days into the new year. For some of you, it's 13. And for the rest of you, it's 14 days into the new year. So, no matter how many years it is into the new year, welcome. And if you are not getting it anytime now from the recording session, from the live broadcast going out, if you are not recording anytime from then, welcome on whatever time you got the show and got to listen to it. Yeah, doesn't matter what time you got, yeah, you know, to listen to what's the topic. So you're still family, you're still welcome, dear. And yeah, we're doing this together because we are family. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, still in one piece. Yes, today's show is going to be really awesome and amazing. And yeah, we're going to be looking at an individual's life. Before I even get into that individual's life, the song that you came from listening to was by FLF. Title of the song is My Life. Go and listen to it if you want to listen to it separate. But you can still rewind the show. Yes, like go back. Yes, and actually play the song again. We'll listen to what's the topic. Today's topic is William Secondo Lombardo. That is a person that we are going to tackle his life and dissect it and intersect it and make sure that we actually get all the sections of his life. Yeah, so we're going to be looking at William Secondo Lombardo's life and the type of life that he actually lived and what did he do within his lifetime. Yes, we're going to look at the lifespan. How long did he live and what did he achieve as well? So we're going to be looking at all of those things. And yeah, you know, just a quick bio of his life. And then after that, yeah, we're going to look at the morals, you know, the moral of the life that he lived. So what is actually the bigger picture concerning the type of life that he lived? What is the bigger picture that Fearless Eagle saw? And he was like, this, you listening to this, you need to understand and get this bigger picture. Yeah? So, I'm going to make sure I go into all the details. And then I give you the bigger picture. But before that, I got a surprise for you. Here's a present for you. Just for you. Yeah. Enjoy.
Find out. Let's go through the journey together. Find out.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going back into this. Yeah, loving it. William Secondo Lombardo, that is who we are going to be tackling and looking at the life that he lived. Yes, we're going to look at the life that he lived. So who is William Secondo Lombardo? William Secondo Lombardo. It's not Lombardo. It's William Secondo Lombardo. He is William Secondo Lombardo. That is who William Secondo Lombardo is. Yeah, so William Secondo Lombardo actually was born in the year 1930. I know that is like way back. You probably like, whoa, sure. Okay, that is a very, very, very long time. Yeah, probably wondering, yeah, that's a very long time. Now, why are we tackling his life? So, he was born in the year 1930. And on the 27th of March, 2009, are you listening? On the 27th of March, 2009, that is when he died. Yep. So if you actually calculated the years and guessed it right, yes, he died at the age of 79. Yeah, so that's how long he lived here on Earth. And yeah, he was born in the area of Windsor, Ontario. Yes, it's there in Canada. So that's where he was born. He was born in Canada. in the town, you know, the area of Windsor, Ontario. So for all the Canadian fans, yeah, yeah, holla, holla at you. Yeah, and yeah, that's basically him. And something that's interesting is he was a Canadian businessman, and he was also an entrepreneur, and he was also a philanthropist. Whoa, right there, killing them, man. He was doing the most right there, and it's really interesting. So yeah, that's basically what he was achieving and what he was doing. And obviously we had his family members, which was also Bill Lombardo and his father Angelo, who owned the Lombardo Construction. Mm-hmm. So he was a businessman, and they actually owned the Lombardo Construction, which in the year 1960s built many Windsor areas, you know, basically established a lot of Windsor areas, and that also included your ice rinks and schools. So they actually built those things. That, like, I think that's cool, eh? They actually built them. They built schools. So that's really awesome. That's an, like, right there, that's an achievement already on its own. Now, interestingly, Bill and his wife. So Bill Lombardo, yes. So that's obviously his brother. So Bill Lombardo and his wife. His wife's name is Gina. So they actually moved to the southern Spain. So they went to Spain, but the southern part of Spain in the mid 1970s. That's actually when they went there. They actually moved there. You know, after establishing all of these things, they decided, okay, we're gonna go to the southern Spain. So the southern part of Spain, I'm gonna go that side. And like I said, that was your 1970s, your mid 1970s, and they actually went there with their six boys. They had six boys. Yep, six boys. That was a lot of working. So yeah, six boys. That they actually moved that side there with them, and yeah, that's a whole huge family right there. They actually settled into Remolinos. So right there, it's actually a coastal town. Yes, there in Spain, and there, after settling, they actually ran a restaurant and a bar. Yep, they ran a restaurant and a bar, and the family actually returned to Windsor in the early 1980s. That's actually when they went back, but that was obviously after, you know, establishing the whole restaurant and the bar and everything. That was like 10 years, and then after 10 years, bam, decided they're gonna go back to, yeah, where they came from. And then they went back, and then what happened is Bill actually took over as the president and CEO of PLS Cascade Plastics. So that's literally what happened, and he turned the company into a auto parts. So that's what he did. He converted the company into a auto parts and made sure that it got to a point where it was the supplier there in the southern part of, you know, your Windsor area. And literally he was the supplier in the southern part. He was actually supplying the Ontario, you know, company, and also the Kentucky company as well. So literally there he decided that I'm gonna take this company, I'm gonna turn it into something else, and I'm gonna obviously make sure it skyrockets, you know, in terms of production and reputation and everything. So that's what he did. And he also represented the Canadian government. That's actually the level that he got to. He actually represented the Canadian government on trade mission to China and Japan. Yo, right there. That's actually what he did. And yo, I think that's amazing. Like, literally, I think that is really amazing. And yeah, like, literally throughout his lifetime, you know, basically the whole of, you know, the Lombardo contribution, like, they were generously, you know, giving to charities, you know, and other worthy causes, you know, such as, yeah, close to your charity and stuff. And yeah, you know, such as building the Bentwood recovery home in the Windsor area. So you, if you actually go and check out, there's actually a Bentwood recovery home. So he contributed to that. And also what was interesting is Bill was actively in the community. He was an active member, you know, in the community, and the community of the Palm Springs there in California. He was actually active there, and that's actually where his wife Gina, they actually kept a winter home. So they actually had a winter home there. And yeah, they were like heavily involved. And over the few, you know, past decades and all the stuff, that couple actually traveled worldwide. They actually traveled worldwide, and that took them to places like your Africa, you know, Alaska, Asia, Europe, even Hawaii. So literally they've traveled to all of those places. And it was interesting because Bill Lombardo was actually a pioneer in establishing, you know, better employer to employee relations in the Windsor area. And something that's also incredible is he actually was the first business owner to set up an employee substance abuse treatment program right there. He left that behind. So that's actually awesome. I think he lived an awesome life. He lived an amazing life. But there's still a moral of the story that you need to understand and get. But that I'm going to give you after I give you this gem. So make sure you stand up right now, because you're about to put on your dancing shoes. Yes, you're about to put on your dancing shoes. So here's a song by Tidal Wave, Matthew Parker, and it's the dubstep remix. The song's title is Tidal Wave by Matthew Parker, dubstep remix. Enjoy.
So big, can one life make a difference? You're screaming from your status, but feels like nobody's listening. I know that you're broken, hoping things will come untwisted. Just waiting for your moment, here's hoping you haven't missed it. The oceans are closing, you're going insane. The deeper you're sinking, unraveling chains. When you thought it's over, just look over your shoulder. On the ocean floor, you got problems. You're holding on the moment that they took your heart with two hands and they broke it. Everything you've ever been through, now you're gonna make it. They'll never break you, because you were more than what you believe. You were born to make history. The oceans are closing, you're going insane. The deeper you're sinking, unraveling chains. I don't know what they told you. Just look over your shoulder. Your tidal wave is rising up. Your wave is getting closer. Don't wait, keep rolling like a tidal wave. You are gonna rise above it. You are gonna rise above it. Tidal wave, don't wait. Yeah.
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Yep, back again. Yo, I know you enjoyed that. Yes, I know you are dancing and all those stuff. So, yeah, something that's awesome. Now, going back into the whole Lombardo family legacy. Yeah, so something that was interesting is, yeah, he basically lived his life. You know, they all lived their life. They left a legacy. You know, they lived their awesome lives according to their terms. And, yeah, you know, they left stuff behind, obviously, like your, yeah, Windsor company that's there. You know, the Lombardo, you know, constructions. Like, literally, they've left things behind for their kids, and they've left a legacy right there. They made sure that they did it. Now, something that's interesting is, moral of the story, William Secondo Lombardo. You probably don't even know him. You don't know how he looks. You don't know. You didn't know that he existed until you listened to What's the Topic. Interestingly enough is his legacy. He left a legacy, yes, but no one remembers it. No one remembers it. They'll probably remember it after listening to us, the topic. So, me, I remember it because I saw the, you know, research and, yeah, doing all of those things. I saw, hey, okay, there's a guy called William Secondo Lombardo. He lived in the year, you know, from the year 1930 to 2009. I didn't even know he existed in 2009. Even when he died, I didn't know. So, literally, that's the type of life that he lived. Even though, like, if you had to rate it according to the world's terms, you know, if you had to actually rate it according to the world's term, he actually lived a life that was beyond anyone's imagination. But looking at the whole situation of the word, he didn't actually live a life. Like, all of these things that he achieved here on earth, that's not what actually is going to get rewards, like, for in heaven. He's not going to get rewards in heaven for that. So, it's a whole different situation if you're actually looking at it based on the word. If you're looking at it based on the word. So, yeah, literally, different kettle of fish. And one thing that I want to say is, obviously, moral of the story. The guy lived an awesome, amazing life. He achieved a lot. Yet, people didn't remember him. Why? Because he wasn't fulfilling his purpose. Didn't fulfill his purpose, and right there he's in the history book for achieving all of these amazing things in terms of, you know, company, the company that he built and all those things, the places where he traveled. Yet you do not see his purpose within the article. You do not see his purpose within the research. You just see the stuff that he left behind, you see, which for me, yes, he achieved a lot of things, but he didn't live a life filled with purpose. Because when you start looking at purpose, purpose is given to you by God. Your purpose here on earth is to fulfill what God has written in the word, which is get people to heaven. And that's what you're going to get rewards for. You're going to get rewards in heaven for getting souls to heaven. Yes, that is your purpose. Your purpose is found in the Lord. It's found in Christ. It's found in the word of God. If you go there, you'll find your purpose. And he does say, go out there, make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know, teaching them what the Lord has taught you. Now, imagine that was also part of William Secondo Lombardo's, you know, basically description and bio and everything. You found that in the, as in, he was an individual that lived here on earth. He impacted people's lives, he changed their lives, and got them to Christ. That is powerful right there. That's living a life of purpose. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. That's what the word says. So that's the type of life we're supposed to be living. And the moral of the story is, yes, you can achieve a lot of things in life, but if you didn't live to fulfill your purpose, you will be forgotten. Like, literally, people will forget you. Your life won't be remembered. So like William, we didn't know he existed until we got to his name and started wondering, who is this person? And now started searching. Then we found out. But there's not a lot about him. That's the other thing. So you'll be forgotten if you're not living your purpose. So what is your purpose? Make sure you go out there, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them what the Word says. Speak the Word into their life, change their lives for the Word. Yes, for the Lord. That's what you gotta be doing. And from there, you'll see fulfillment, you'll see your purpose being completed, and the Lord will always be with you. That's really, really awesome and amazing. Before I go, I'm gonna give you a short, awesome surprise, and then after that, I'll give you the platforms. Enjoy.
You are listening to Active FM. This is where it's happening. Amen.
That's how it is, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, unfortunately, it has reached that time where I have to love you and leave you. Yes, I don't love doing that. I don't love loving you and leaving you. In fact, I don't love leaving you. But I had to leave. Don't forget to get more of the shows on our website, which is www.activefm.co.za. You can go on our Facebook page, which is /activefm777, and you can get all the other shows like the Sporting Base, the Movie Show, the Love Show, which I really love a lot, yeah, because you get some interesting tips there and all the stuff, yeah. But yeah, you know, they like revealing things that, yeah, shouldn't be revealed. So if you want to know what they're revealing, go and listen to the Love Show. Yes, it's on some levels. And The Shade, you know, as well. Can't forget about The Shade right there. The Shade is really awesome. So there's a lot of shows that you'll be entertained by. Plus the political show. Love politics, go and listen to politics. You don't love politics, go and listen to politics. Interested or not, you'll still be blown away by the things that are happening around you. So make sure you're aware of what's happening. If it's good morning for you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Good night. Good night. Now you can sleep. Yeah, so peace out and God bless. Make sure someone else gets exposed to this show and give it to them as a present. For myself, Fearless Eagle, peace out and God bless. Yeah.
I wish I was younger, so I could just unwind from all the stress, anxiety, and hurt I feel inside. I can feel my troubles pouring over me like rain, but even in the struggle, you say I'll be okay.
They never said this would be easy, but I won't live like petrified. I'm gonna hang on to these moments.
No better time to be alive. I wish I was older, turned toward the hands of time, so I could just pass over all the stones I'll have to fight.
The pressure that I'm facing is pressing from all sides, but even in the darkness, you still find a way to shine. They never said this would be easy, but I won't live like petrified. I'm gonna hang on to these moments, 'cause there's no better time to be alive. I'm gonna hang on to these moments, 'cause there's no better time to be alive.